Are you allowed to walk around barefoot? So the Gemara in Pesachim Kufir Gimel Amud Beis says that there are seven people that are menuda l'shamayim, that are like excommunicated from shamayim. One of them is someone who doesn't wear shoes. Similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos from Kuf Chav Tes says that a person should sell his shoes to go. A person should sell the walls of his house in order to buy shoes. Again, highlighting the importance of wearing shoes. This din is brought down in the Ramah, in Simon Beis. He writes that a person should not walk around barefoot. And the Mishnah Berurah, you know, codifies this and says that only in the case of tshuva, like by David HaMelech, is a person allowed to walk around barefoot. Seemingly, there is an Isser, or some form of Midas Chasidus, to not walk around barefoot. The question is, what's the reason for this? So Rashi in the Gemara gives the reason of Bizayon. That it's, you know, it's not proper, it's pasnish to walk around without shoes. It's a Gnai for a person to walk around without shoes. It looks like he can't afford it, etc., etc. Marsha in Maseches Shabbos says, no, the reason is because it's cold. You know, it's cold outside when your feet are barefoot, you're going to catch a cold, and therefore that's the reason for it, and it fits with the storyline of the Gemara. He says, because the Gemara says you should sell the walls of your house in order to buy shoes. In other words, we don't care about being cold and not having walls of your house as long as your feet are warm. The Mar Kitzia gives a third reason. He says the reason is because of Mechsholim, that if you go barefoot, you're going to stub your toe, and it's dangerous. So therefore, you should wear shoes. And fourth reason is given by the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Shin Aleph Chavav says the reason is because it's Tznius, that a person's legs are uncovered. It's not a very Tznua thing, and therefore, you should wear shoes. What's the nafkah mina between these reasons? Well, what about in your house? According to Rashi, that it's Bizayon. According to the Marsha, that it's because of Tzina. Or according to the Maruk Tzia, that it's because of Mechsholim. Seemingly, if you're in your house, it should be okay to walk around barefoot. There's no problem with barefoot in your house, because there's no Bizayon, there's no cold, because you got carpets, and there's no Mechsholim, because hopefully your house is clean. But according to the Magen Avram, that the reason is because of Tznius, the whole Simon of Shulchan Aruch and Simon Beis is saying that you should have Tznius even in your own house. So seemingly, the Magen Avram would ask for you to go barefoot even in your own house. And this fits nicely with the Magen Avram by Birchas HaShachar in Simon Mem Vav. Shulchan Aruch says that the reason why we say Sha'asa we kol tzarki, the Shulchan Aruch rather brings down that we say the bracha of Sha'asa we kol tzarki before the bracha of Amechen Mitzedei Gaver, the pasuk of Sha'asa we kol tzarki is that a person puts on his shoes, and a mechin mitzadei gaver as he walks around. The Bach says, what do you mean? It should be the opposite way. The Gemara seems to indicate that a mechin mitzadei gaver comes before sha'asa l'kol tzarki. Says the Magen Avram, no, he likes the order of sha'asa l'kol tzarki, and then a mechin mitzadei gaver. And the reason it sounds is because a person normally puts on his shoes right away, and only then does he start walking about. This is the Magen Avram l'shitasa, that a person puts on his shoes right when he wakes up, right in his house, even though he hasn't left outside yet, and that's why the bracha of Sha'asa l'kol tzarki comes ahead of Hamechen Mitzadei Gaver. How do we pass? You know, you're allowed to walk around barefoot in your house. So the Igros Moshe, Yaradeya Gimel, Samaches Dawid, says that this whole concept of walking around barefoot is only a problem as a Midas Chasidus. But if a person feels a little bit tsar, he feels a little bit of pain walking around barefoot, therefore it's okay, walking around with the shoes, and he'd rather walk around barefoot, says the Rabbi Igros Moshe, it's fine for a person to walk around barefoot as if he feels tsar, because this is only a Midas Chasidus. Now what about walking around without shoes but with socks? So seemingly, even according to the Magen Avram, that would be permitted, because if the whole reason is tznius, socks should be sufficient to take care of the tznius problem, and therefore, even according to the Magen Avram, if you wear socks inside, that's fine, and that would be okay.